Forget about timing the market, it doesn't work. You will lose money. Invest for the long haul and then sit back and wait. The market always goes up in the long run. Paul Farrell. Often we hear investment experts say that it is better to invest time in the market instead of timing the market. While this holds for traders who trade on a daily basis, and their profits are generated from different prices at different times in the market, for an investor, it is better to invest more time in the market, to understand how it is working, and then invest, and in such cases, chances of earning positive returns increases. That said, when investing in the equity market for a shorter period, entering and exiting the market at the right time can be crucial. However, predicting the future of any stock or even the overall market accurately every time is something beyond the capabilities of a human brain, or even AI cannot do so. However, does this concept hold for mutual funds as well? Often you will see people asking if is it a good time to invest in mutual funds or not, which is a valid question, but the answer needs a little explanation. Is there any right time to invest in mutual funds? While there is no thumb rule related to the timing of investing in mutual funds, the timing of investing should change according to the type of funds you are investing in or the duration for which you want to stay invested, and most importantly the mode of investment, SIP or lump sum. Since, mutual funds also invest in the same asset classes like equities, debt, alternative investments, and others, thus, while investing a lump sum in a mutual fund, you need to think about the timing a bit. This especially holds for equity mutual funds and if you are investing in them for a shorter duration. When the equity market goes up, the NAV of the equity mutual funds or funds having major portions of equity and equity-related instruments also tends to increase. This makes the units of the fund expensive, and thus, if you are thinking about lump sum investment during market highs, you may end up with a lesser number of fund units. Especially if you are looking for mutual fund investment plans for short term, then you should avoid investing in higher NAV funds as markets are volatile and you may never know, when the time of redemption comes, the market may decrease leaving you with losses. Thus, if you are investing a lump sum amount in a mutual fund and for the short term, then always try to invest in funds with lower NAV or during the market lows for the asset class in which the fund invests. Is there any other way to invest in mutual funds without worrying about timing? To keep all the hassles of timing the market and your mutual fund investments at bay, you can consider investing in SIPs. SIPs are systematic investment plans, which do not depend on market timing. Rather, the more time you stay invested, the potential for higher returns increases. Investing in mutual funds via the SIP route has increased drastically in the last few years, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, since the SIP route helps investors invest in the funds on a regular basis without worrying about whether the markets are at a high or low. To help you plan your mutual funds investments better, you can use our SIP plan calculator to estimate potential returns and create a tailored investment strategy. How do SIP help in achieving investment goals without timing the market? SIPs lets you invest every month, and you can invest small amounts starting from even 100 rupees or 500 rupees depending on the fund. If you are wondering how these small investments can help you achieve your investment goals, then you need to know about rupee cost averaging. Rupee cost averaging helps in mitigating the timing factor involved in mutual fund investments. Here you invest a fixed amount at regular intervals irrespective of market ups and downs, and the averaging out of the prices at which the mutual fund units are bought helps in generating better returns for the investors rather than a one-time investment or timing the market. Let us understand this with an example. Suppose you started in SIP of 10,000 rupees for an equity mutual fund. The NAV of the fund at the start of the investment is 60 rupees, and the most popular equity market index, Nifty, is at the 21,000 level. Let's see how it will work. Month SIP amount, Rs, Nifty Equity Fund NAV, Rs, Fund Units. January 10,000.00 21,000.00 60.00 166.67. February 10,000.00 20,200.00 52.00 192.31. March 10,000.00 20,400.00 54.00 185.19. April 10,000.00 20,200.00 52.00 192.31. May 10,000.00 19,800.00 48.00 208.33. June 10,000.00 19,600.00 46.00 217.39. July 10,000.00 19,400.00 44.00 227.27. August 10,000.00 19,000.00